this morning's service, we offer to you several poems by Shel Silverstein. Do you have yours somewhere? Great. Fear. Bartimus Brownie was scared of drowning. So he never would swim or get into a boat or take a bath or cross a moat. He just sat day and night with his door locked tight and the windows nailed down, shaking with fear that a wave might appear. And he cried so many tears that they filled up the room and he drowned.
Zebra question. I asked the zebra, are you black with white stripes or white with black stripes? And the zebra asked me, are you good with bad habits or are you bad with good habits? Are you noisy with quiet times or are you quiet with noisy times? Are you happy with some sad days or are you sad with some happy days? Are you neat with some sloppy ways or are you sloppy with some neat ways? And on and on and on and on he went. I'll never ask a zebra about stripes again. I invite you now into a time of meditation. Close your eyes, sit quietly, and breathe. Are you noisy or quiet, happy or sad, sloppy or neat, or some combination of it all? A silent meditation.
And now more from Shel Silverstein. Anchored. Our anchor's too big for our ship. So we're sitting here trying to think, if we leave it behind, we'll be lost. If we haul it on board, we will sink. If we sit and keep talking about it, it will soon be too late for our trip. It sure can be rough on a sailor when the anchor's too big for the ship.
Fancy dive. The fanciest dive that ever was dove was done by Melissa of Coconut Grove. She bounced on the board and flew into the air with a twist of her head and a twirl of her hair. She did 34 jackknives, backflipped and spun, quadruple gainered and reached for the sun, then somersaulted 9 times and a quarter and looked down and saw that the pool had no water.
Listen to the mustn'ts. Listen to the mustn'ts, child. Listen to the don'ts. Listen to the shouldn'ts, the impossibles, the won'ts. Listen to the never haves, and then listen to me. Anything is possible, child. Anything can be.
So here we are. On the brink of something so new, none of us know entirely what is ahead. I know I feel excited and curious and a little nervous. Perhaps you have similar feelings. I do love church and what it can mean in people's lives and what it can mean in the world. I am honored to be here with you and thrilled to take up the work before us. So here we are, ready to wade in, ready to dive in. Shel Silverstein has something to tell us about wading in and diving in. He knows that life is far from simple. Just go ahead and ask a zebra a question. Yet he knows, too, that we cannot stay stuck in one place. If you are attached to being safe, staying in the harbor, clinging to the way things have always been, then you'll never get anywhere. It can feel a little like having an anchor that's too big for the ship. Sometimes in our time ahead together, you may feel unmoored, floating on uncharted waters without navigation, wondering about the changes in this community you love. You don't need to throw the anchor overboard. Just get one that's the right size. Anchors are good and necessary, but they shouldn't keep us from sailing. Though our time ahead is indeed uncharted, and that may be a little scary at times, Silverstein also tells us something about what happens when we let fear rule us. Barnabas Browning was scared of drowning, but he found a way to drown all the same. And he didn't have much fun along the way. Yet Silverstein is also isn't saying that we should dive in without looking. Do your fancy dive by all means, but don't get so fancy that you don't check the water first. Let the river run. Let it flow in your soul, and let's all enjoy the ride. We have much to look forward to together. The days ahead will be noisy with quiet times, or quiet with noisy times, sloppy, neat, happy, sad. For we are humans on this boat, sailing these seas, riding this river. And yes, life can be complicated. So, by all means, listen to the don'ts and the won'ts and the never haves. And always remember that anything is possible. Anything can be. Let us enter the waters of the possible together. This is a transformative community. Never doubt that here you change lives, you heal the world. However smooth or choppy the waters ahead, don't lose sight of that greater purpose, that greater good you do. Take hold of each other's hands, honoring what has been, yet not anchored down, charting a new course, allowing the new to arise, new voices, new leaders, new ideas, making room for one another on this river raft we sail upon. So, let's dive in and see where the river takes us. Amen, and blessed be. Oh, this is going to be fun. So now we come to the time in the service when we create a concrete example of the deeper truth that we are truly one, our water communion. And so if you will, please, first, rise in body or in spirit and join in our communion litany. Your part is easy. You just have a single line. It is, we gather the waters of our lives. So I'd like you to practice that now. We gather the waters of our lives. So if you rise in body or spirit, Emmy and I will lead you in this litany. Like streams flowing into one another, their waters gathering deeper and stronger as they flow to the sea, So too we gather in community that we might grow deeper and stronger together.
We gather in the waters of our lives.
So that we might mourn together at such times in our lives when mourning is necessary and tears fall. That we might celebrate together at such times when joy overflows our lives.
We gather in the waters of our lives.
So that we might look once more to each other, to be reminded that we are not alone, and know once more there is a place where we are welcomed and wanted.
We gather in the waters of our lives.
So that we might find once more the inspiration and sustenance we need to carry on.
We gather the waters of our lives.
And merge them into a single common vessel so that they might sustain a living community.
We gather the waters of our lives.
You may be seated. So in just a few moments, I will invite you to come forward and merge our separate drops of water into the common vessel, which represents this community. The water we gather becomes this congregation's holy water, blessed simply in the merging. These waters may represent an outward journey or an inner one. Perhaps it represents a place or a time that has sustained or inspired your spiritual self, carried you through and beyond despair. Wherever it arises, it is all blessed. And as you join in our ritual, seek the way it feeds your soul. Let it heal and nurture you. Let it flow through you and around you. When you come forward, please pour a small amount of water into the vessel and then speak into the microphones that Emmy and I will be holding the name and only the name of where it came from. And here's how we'll make this flow. I understand that you already know this, but I'm going to say it anyway. If you'll come down your outer aisles and then up on either side of the vessel and pour your water alternately, and then return to your seats down the center aisle. Let us enter this ritual reverently. And when you return to your seats, please sit quietly and listen to the places of the soul whence these waters arise. And if water communion took you by complete surprise today, or this is your first time with us and you're wondering what odd rituals these Unitarians have concocted, please feel free to come forward and pour some water from this green pitcher and tell us where it would have come from. And if you wish, just sit back and watch and let the waters flow over you. So first, we begin by using the water that has been gathered before and before and before, the water of this community. And I get to go first. This is my water that I bring to you from Milwaukee, Oregon, and Portland, Oregon, the Willamette River.
And this is water from the Pickett and Elliott House in Boston, Massachusetts, with the Boston Bounders.
From the heart of Idaho, the Maine Salmon River.
Hawaii and Park City, Utah.
Bend, Oregon and Chateau Woito on the Boise River. The Seine River in France. McCall.
The English Channel at Normandy.
Fire camp in Colorado and Idaho.
Grimes Creek.
Grenoble, France, Geneva, Switzerland, and London, England.
All over the New England area.
Cheyenne, Wyoming.
That was me. I'm sorry. I totally did that.
Quinn's Pond, real nearby.
Salmon Falls Creek and the Colorado River.
Laurel Parks, Boise.
The Connecticut River near Deerfield, Massachusetts, and the South Fork of the Payette.
From the River of Possibilities.
Pacific Ocean, Dana Point, California, and Atlantic Ocean, Pawleys Island, South Carolina.
The Clearwater, Selway, and Locksaw Rivers.
Waimea, Hawaii.
Hail from my yard during that storm.
San Jose, California.
Yosemite and Bozeman and Boise River and the Payette.
Coalinga, California.
Lake Tahoe.
Lake McDonald, Glacier National Park in Montana, and the Roll River, Bragg Falls, Montana.
My new home of Idaho.
In the kitchen. Oh, in the kitchen here. Thank you. Sorry.
Various playground drinking fountains in Ardmore, Pennsylvania, and Clark's Fork in Missoula, Montana.
Washington, D.C., Manhattan, and Fall Creek.
Seattle, Washington.
Easton's Bay, Rhode Island.
Our home. Galveston, oh Galveston.
Some Oregon rain from my home in Beaverton.
Clark Fork, Losha, Salmon, Snake, and the irrigation canal behind our house.
Payette Lake.
There you go. Perfect.
McCall.
Warm Lake, Provo, Utah, and Lake Harriet in Minneapolis.
Pacific Ocean, Cannon Beach, Oregon.
Possum Kingdom Lake, summer camp memories.
Okay, we're done. Virtual water. From the Liffey River in Dublin, Ireland.
It's really there.
City of Rocks, Idaho.
Quiet and Noisy Lakes in the White Cloud Mountains, and Howe Sound in British Columbia.
Cascade and McCall.
Gem Lake in the Seven Devils.
Machu Picchu in Peru and Fall Creek, Idaho.
Shared home.
The pond at the Nazareth Retreat Center, where we had the Quest One first retreat.
Salmon and Payette Rivers, Priest Lake and Payette Lake, and various sites along the Pacific Ocean and Lithia Creek in Ashland, Oregon.
Tenaya Lake in Yosemite.
Holy water from the Ohio River during UUA General Assembly at Louisville, Kentucky.
Please join me in a communion prayer. Gracious God of many names and no name, mystery beyond all naming, Spirit of life, which dwells within and among and beyond us this day and always, may these waters pour over us, refreshing and healing. May they remind us of the power of community and the depth of our connections each to the other. May these waters lift us and sustain us and carry us along through the joys and sorrows, the challenges and the blessings of this living community. Amen and blessed be.